I wanted to say a few words about a particular idea, and it has to do with relationships between human beings. Most of us are more than certain that the reason that we're upset at any given moment in a situation is because of what someone else has done or not done. We are very quick to become inflamed in the face of an angry person. We are very quick to defend ourselves from somebody that is arrogant or aggressive towards us. And in general, our relationship with other human beings is a kind of parrying battle in which there's thrust, retreat, thrust, retreat. And I want to help you understand something. Now, you're not going to understand this with your mind in terms of an intellectual process. It doesn't work like that. But I want to show you something very deliberate. There's a passage in Scripture, "Physician, heal thyself." And the word "heal" means to make whole. So the ideas, and he was talking about in this instance in the Scripture, it could be happening in your own house with your own family or with your friends. Someone's talking about what's wrong with somebody else. You know, how many of us spend time with resentments or regrets about other people's behavior, immediate or past, or fear of an upcoming one, and then in some wild attempt do something towards them to try to make them see the light that we obviously have, they don't. Now, I want to help you see something. I've asked Katie to go to the piano, and I'll trust that it gets on this microphone that I'm using. So strike it clearly. Go ahead and hit it. Do it again. Now, what Katie did is hit an A above middle C, I think. And everybody here and everyone listening to this short talk could feel the note. There's no question about it, and we attribute that to a pleasant experience of a piano being struck, and that's that for us. But is there a reason for the note? She hit an A. Bum! Is there a reason for it? When she hits the note and you feel it, is there a reason for the note itself? Not for what you feel, but for the note that is sounded. Look, you felt something when she played something. I'm asking you, when she struck that note, does the note have a reason for existing? Or is it a note that belongs to, and then any other way you would address it, you'd have to compare it to be able to explain it. It is a note. It is a vibration. And you could say it began with the beginning of time. Part of the word, part of the energetic expression of the various rays that created our world and all the creations that came from it. Bam! Now, I tell you, and though you don't understand it yet, there is no reason for the pain that you have. So you can't have an enemy. You can't try to fix somebody or correct something without there being a reason for why you are feeling the state that you are feeling. And our pain, every last part of it, always comes with what qualifies it. And what qualifies it is that you're an idiot. What qualifies it is what you did or didn't do. So that the pain I feel, that note, bam, belongs to the fact, in my mind, that you are the one that produced it. But you did not produce that sound. You are the sounding board for it, just as I am the one who resonates from the sound you make. This is a difficult thing to understand, but I actually had a great little picture come to mind. I loved it when it came, just when I sat up here. Imagine for a moment two mirrors. You got a picture in your mind? Two mirrors, and put the two mirrors facing each other. Now, what would you think if those two mirrors facing each other sat there and blamed each other for what they see? That'd be strange, wouldn't it? Say, I don't like what I see in you. No, wait a minute. What you see in me, it's not what you see in me, it's what I see in you. And all there is two mirrors with the capacity to reflect certain light, certain images, looking at each other and saying, you're wrong for what I see. When a person starts to wake up a little bit, has begun to truly wish and then act upon with some kind of interior work, to understand why it is that they can't get along with others, why they are fearful of people, why they can't make small corrections when they're necessary, let alone immediate, pure ones. It's because an individual has for their whole life, and it's no one's fault, there is no fault here, a person has become a great ball of suppression. Just a giant ball of suppressed, repressed states. All of these notes, all of these energies. I saw on television this afternoon, it was the Discovery Show about the. And did you know that in a grain of sand, in a single grain of sand, there are more particles in that single grain of sand than there are in the entire Sahara Desert 10 feet deep? In one grain of sand, there are more particles in one grain of sand than all the sand in the Sahara Desert for 10 feet deep. Now, first of all, even though we don't really understand it immediately, that speaks of a lot of space, doesn't it? There's a lot of energy, and by the way, we know this now. We can split an atom and blow up a world. All this energy. A human being is in quotes, made in the image of God. They're the embodiment of these notes. They're the embodiment of all these forces that don't have a reason that we can tell ourselves. But we have reasons why we're in pain. And you get around a certain individual, any particular person, it doesn't matter, or someone you've never met before. You can walk, if you're... Watch closely, inwardly. You can see somebody walking down the street. And if you're a little bit sensitive, they are singing a note. When Kate was playing the piano, I was over here tapping on my glass with my pen. Because I wanted to see when she was playing if the note would actually make the water move. And it didn't. It's too distant here. But I can tap on my glass. And when I do, the water in my glass, it vibrates. And by the way, in concentric circles. Every person is always singing something. Every person is the embodiment of whatever particular energy they are manifesting at the moment. And when that person is manifesting an anger or a fear or a worry or some kind of arrogance, or they're a type A person, how many of you like to be around type A personalities? You know, like that. They get you uptight, don't they? And then you think to yourself, there's something wrong with them because they're uptight. Well, who's uptight? When you're around uptight people, are you uptight? So is it their uptightness that's the problem? No. What that person is doing basically is they are emanating a certain kind of energy, and you have in you all of the same notes, all the same strings, and that starts to sing in you. But because we are over millennia have become beings whose emotional range is like two notes, the minute that a person starts to experiencing anything outside of some tiny spectrum, they must find, now listen, they must find a way to explain to themselves what they don't want in themselves. They must find a way to explain to themselves what they don't want in themselves. Here's this feeling, here's this energy, it's fiery, it's dark, it's hot, it's cold. And the state comes up, and all I know to do is look in this mirror called you and say, look at what you are making me feel. You are not making me feel anything. You are showing me something that I am intended to feel. So that when I look at you, I understand why you are like you are. Not why you ought not be that way. And the reason I know that you are like you are, and the reason you're acting the way you are, is because I am now experiencing the exact same pain, the exact same intensity, the exact same fear, the exact same irritability you are. And when I know from myself that what you're experiencing is making you that way because I am directly and consciously experiencing that energy myself, how can I condemn you and hate you? How can I act towards you and punish you for what I am myself in that moment? And that's where physician, heal thyself comes in. Because the healing is an individual discovering that he is not apart from the note that sounds in him. That she is not apart from that state, even though she wants to find a reason for it. There is no reason for it. This also explains why you should love your enemies. Because all that person is doing is helping you experience something that's been sleeping in you. The one who wants to sit up and judge the state that is suddenly resonating in you, the judge is the resister, not the righteous one. The judge is the resister inside of a human being that doesn't want to understand or be in relationship with what they actually are. And when I am what I am, and I realize that you are what you are, and there is no difference between these reflections, you tell me where war comes in. You tell me where enmity. You know what's born? When you're around a person and they're in pain, and you feel that pain or you feel that anger, and you're aware of it, and you understand all that's happening is that note is sounding in you, you feel compassion for that person. You would no more add to their pain than you would add to your own. Then a healing takes place at all levels. Because for the first time, you're not giving back to that person the negative feedback that they expect as a result of being taken over by that state. Instead, you are receiving, you're experiencing, and releasing. And when you release yourself from the reaction and the resistance, you release yourself from the negative relationship that's about to be produced through fighting with that person and trying to fix them. Don't try to fix others. Heal yourself. Now you know what healing yourself means. And it begins with not blaming. It begins with not judging. It's rough work. I'll tell you. Well, you can't imagine. You really can't. You can't imagine the spectrum of forces, dark and light, that a human being is, in fact, the embodiment of. And the minute that these things start to wake up, when you fall in love with somebody, you love the high side, don't you? You know, the passion, the glory, you know, everything's pumping, everything's good. But then, they make a little left turn on you, and up comes this rage. And you're sure now that the reason you're experiencing the rage you are is because of what they are. No, you're just learning about yourself. Just learning about yourself. Try to understand that the next time that you're around someone or something and it's irritating you or bothering you. Try to remember that the first true act is to realize that when that note begins to resonate in you, you're just being introduced to an aspect of your own consciousness that had been asleep. And someone has brought to you the awareness of that state. The resistance that follows that state, with all the justification and the blame that tries to rectify it by getting rid of the seeming problem, that's what has to go. Because the more you can live without that, the more genuinely compassionate you'll be to another human being. You won't fawn, for instance. How many of you fawn in front of an angry person? See, that's not how you don't. The anger that you are trying to get rid of by fawning in front of them is not their anger. When you fawn in front of a person, it is something in you trying to escape the wrath you're feeling so that it doesn't culminate into what your mind is telling you will be the product of the negative resistance. It's work, but do it. Then you'll understand what an authentic healing is.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.